And it's Tuesday afternoon, time to go over to Appleton, to the Appleton Public Library, and visit with Cindy Hendricks. And I think Cindy's at the library, even though it's closed, right, Cindy?
Yes, I'm back at the library, even though it is closed to the public. But, you know, we're working on some different things that we'll talk about today in the radio show.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get some things up and moving again soon.
Yeah, things sure aren't normal, are they?
No kidding. How could you ever have thought anything like this would happen? I can't hardly believe it. I just can't.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, actually.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I had a lot of different things planned for this week than we're able to because it is National Library Week this week. And so I had all sorts of different activities planned. And I do have a few things that we're posting on our Facebook and website. So you'll want to check some of those things, including a contest that will be in the Appleton Press.
Mm.
And let's just say it's got some flashback things for people to guess that. So we'll just kind of leave it out there like that.
Okay.
So you'll be able to check our Facebook page, our website, and then, like I said, the Appleton Press will have something as well this week to just help us celebrate National Library Week. Because, you know, I'm not forgetting about all of our wonderful customers. I'm thinking about you probably every single day.
Yeah.
And I'm missing people. I miss the interaction. I miss helping customers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know me, Paul. I'm a people person.
You're a people person.
Yep. And I miss all of that. And I miss all of our customers. So.
Yep. Yeah, so National Library today. Or this week.
This week.
Yeah, so what's this? It's nationally, of course, but what's the celebration? Just to bring attention to libraries?
It is.
Okay.
It's just to bring attention to libraries of all types and everything, and for you to just kind of be aware that we're out there. The theme, you know, every year they pick a theme. Anyway, and this year's theme is Find Your Place at the Library. And it's saying, you know, libraries are really communities where everybody is welcome. And it's a community center where it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, what your interests, your background. It's just, public libraries invite everybody and anybody into them. And we try to be really welcoming places. And it's just, I'm just so sad that we're not able to offer our programs because I had a lot of really wonderful things planned. But you know what? We've got to do what we do because, you know, we care about people. We want people to stay safe. And so we'll do those things, but it's going to be a little while before we're able to.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the library, I always say this on a lot of these shows, library is more than books.
They really are because, you know, we help people in a variety of ways, either through, you know, our digital access because, you know, we do have so many things with our computers, our laptops, our iPads, our Wi-Fi. We're able to copy and scan and email for people and do all sorts of really wonderful tech things like that, in addition to all of our printed materials. And then we've got lots of programming for kids, adults, for just about everybody. And so that's what's kind of exciting about libraries is that we just really are kind of stretching out there and expanding our services and doing so many wonderful things that it's a little tough because I have to take a step back here and think of outside the box things that we can still offer our public. And so some of the things that we still do have available is, just like I said, our digital library catalog where you can download books and audiobooks on your portable devices. And, you know, if you don't have a library card, we've set a link up where all you have to do now is put your cell phone number in and they'll generate a library card for you. And if you're having trouble with some of that, just give us a call. We're able to help you with some of those things too because we're now at the library with this week kind of off and on a little bit, and then hopefully we'll be establishing some regular hours and everything, but you can always give us a call and we'll call you back. Our phone number here is 320-289-1681. And then the other thing, if digital content's not for you, let's say you just don't care for it at all, keep in mind that we do have two little free libraries that are at the Appleton campground. And I have been stocking them with nice, beautiful, wonderful books. I think I even put a couple of DVDs that I was, getting rid of and things like that from my own personal collection. Because I just really think that we're trying to help people that aren't into digital and everything. And so those two little free libraries that are there, and one is for kids and one is for adults. Another thing is, if you're concerned about using so much of your data on your cell phone, well, the library Wi-Fi is available 24/7. You can just sit outside here in the parking lot and tap into our Wi-Fi. I have seen several people doing that over the last month.
Oh, wow.
So I was super pumped and happy that they were able to do that. So Keep that in mind. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to be able to use our Wi-Fi like that, because, like I said, you know, in these trying times, I'm sure you're using a lot of data and using your phone to do a lot of different things because we're not able to go anywhere.
Okay.
Also,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand you have some news for us, Cindy.
I do. The big news is we are plotting and planning and really working hard to offer curbside delivery. And it's called no-contact curbside delivery. So hopefully in the next so much time, I'm not really sure how long it will be, whether it will be a matter of days or if it will be next week or something, but we're going to be offering that. So you'll be able to call the library, tell us what you want, and then we'll be able to take it, put it in a bag, and put it outside for you in a designated area. You'll be able to do that once we're able to even, you know, turn back on our ordering system on our catalog. You'll be able to order materials and then establish a time to come and pick them up. It's going to be a little bit of time. Now, keep that in mind. I don't have an end date for it. I don't have a start date for it. But know that it is coming and that the Appleton Library is working really hard to begin offering that service to you. And you'll have to check with your other local libraries, if you're a listener from another area, on seeing when your library is going to be offering those things. Because I know throughout the state there's several libraries that are going to be offering curbside delivery.
Good, great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a super great idea, because that way people will be able to, you know, use some of the wonderful things that we have here at our library, and then we'll slowly be starting our delivery service and all those wonderful things back up. But, you know, as everything else, you know, I know that's what we're hearing is that maybe we're going to start to kind of do a few more things. I know this weekend they opened golf courses, and some different sporting areas and things like that. You just have to be watching Facebook, the radio, listen to the radio.
Yep, that's a good idea.
Yeah, the newspaper. And we'll be getting that information out as soon as we can really hammer it all out, because we don't want to make any mistakes. We want to make it super easy for our customers, and we want to make it so that it works the absolute best way that we possibly can.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I know people still can go on the websites and the Facebook to get all the information they need about the Appleton Public Library, right, Cindy?
Yes, they can. Another kind of exciting thing that is out there and available right now is there's this new thing called One Book, One Minnesota. Kate DeMello, who is a Minnesota author, has got a book called Because of Winn-Dixie. And this book is now available for anybody in the next 8 weeks to download for free. So if you are interested, go to our Appleton Library page, and on the right-hand side, I've got some links. What they're going to do is we're going to be reading this book, and then we're going to have a statewide book club meeting. I know, it's kind of cool.
It is.
Anyway, and so there's a lot of information that is there, and our website is appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com. And so go ahead and check that out. I've also posted this information on our Facebook page, and I'll have to see if I can't post it again on the article in the newspaper so that people can see this, because it's a statewide mm-hmm. opportunity, really. And you don't even have to have a library card to download this book. It's from eBooks Minnesota. So even if you Googled eBooks Minnesota, you'd be able to go there and be able to find that that free downloadable book. So it gives you an opportunity to try something new if you're interested in that.
Okay, great. Well, did we cover everything, or you got?
Well, I've got a couple more things if I can if I can try and be quick about it.
Yep.
Please keep in mind that we have extended the due dates for materials until the 30th of May, but you may return your books now.
Oh.
We've been asking people to hold on to them, but we're gearing back up, so please return your books. You may return them. If you're not done with them, you can keep them because, like I said, they're not due until the 30th of May right now. But if you want to, you certainly may return your materials.
And how do they return them? The box out front there? Or?
Yes, right outside we have a book drop box, and that is the only way that we can guarantee contactless return of materials. So now anything that's being returned has to go in that outside drop box. Make sure that when you open the door, that when you close it, your book falls down into the drop box, because sometimes it gets a little caught.
Okay.
So make sure that you use that, because unfortunately that is the only way that we can return materials right now.
Okay.
Is through that Dropbox, because that guarantees the contactlessness of it.
Right.
And all programming is suspended at this current point in time. You know, I hope that I have some other news for you that we can do some other things, but mm-hmm. right now we're still plotting and planning and trying to figure out the best way that we can bring everything to everyone.
Yep. Hopefully we can get back to normal sooner than later then.
Yeah, I think so too. I hope so anyway.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, and talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you, and have a great week.
Yep. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.